3, 2, 1. Hello, welcome everyone to the Slide Job Podcast. I am your host, Connor Kaitzer, CTF Football. I am joined by my co-host in the draft, Anthony, Y-N-O-S-P-O-R-T-S.
Yeah, thank you for that special guest host, Google person. This is a very, very impromptu episode of the In the Draft. That's not what it's called. The Slide Job, this is called. Very last minute. I wanted to do this because I wanted to talk about Dirk Bristol because I wanted to do it. So we're going to talk.
Ryan Blaney is better than Kyle Larson.
We'll talk about that race next podcast. But this is going to be a shorter podcast than usual. But we talk about everything that has to do with and it should be really fun. So, did you watch any of the iRacing stuff from yesterday?
I watched the first lap of the first heat, and I saw Chase Briscoe flip.
He did do that. He did flip.
Other than that, I did not have the opportunity to know.
No.
I know it was not that good.
No, neither was Chase Elliott and or Dale Earnhardt Jr. They both, all three of them, did not make it past the first heat. It still pulled in really good viewership, though.
Like almost 300K?
What?
Almost 300K?
Yeah. Which is surprising. Pretty good. A list here of reviewing it, but since you didn't watch it, there's no need.
Well, why don't you tell me about it?
Overall, Larson had a good start. Briscoe flips on lap one. James Davison leads. What was that?
That was my PS4 controller vibrating.
Okay, didn't sound like that.
Probably guess what it was.
Chase Elliott, Kurt Busch, Ryan Blaney, did Mike Nick show. James Davison wins Heat 1.
Where race he won something.
Oh, Joey Logano.
Oh, can we have a moment to talk about the trend that swept the nation yesterday morning?
The Timmy Lett race?
The Timmy Lett race.
That's not what it's called. Yeah.
Lett Timmy race. Yeah,
the Timmy Lett race.
Trending 8th on Twitter. For sports, yesterday morning, because Timmy Hill was not let in the Pro Invitational yesterday or this year. I don't know if you watched Eric Eastep's video, but he had some good points. He made some good points about like whose idea it really was, because there's really no reason for him not to be there. So you wonder if it was like Fox not wanting like this no name winning because he's good at it.
Yep.
So you know. Cindric was supposed to fill in for Brad Keselowski. Then Cindric said, let Timmy Hill race. And Timmy Hill raced. I don't really know how Timmy Hill did. He didn't win, obviously.
He did not do great.
Well, that's not great. But what sucks is he didn't get his sponsors on there, because that was a big deal. The big deal was sponsorship. And he had to drive the discount tire forward. But, you know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Timmy Lett race trend, it was very good. I love that Cindric and Brad Keselowski made that happen.
Much respect for Penske, who a lot of people don't like anymore. So.
Yeah. Heat 2, Bowyer wrecks himself at the very beginning of the race, and also wrecks Dale Jr.
Talk about Kyle Larson and Barney. I was thinking about what you sent me from the iceberg, the monumental choke job of Kyle Larson.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Sorry, bit of a stretch there on his end. I agree.
He did pick races in this week. And then Byron.
He did. You know who was not great at
Heat
is Ryan Newman
was probably the best heat race. Smithley's setup is very weird. He has a microphone straight in his face. Looks like he was not good. And then Priest wins Heat 3. And after the Heat is over, Austin Dillon, who I don't know who did or did not. I can't remember if he did or did not make the
so
show.
Here's the deal, though.
Joey Gase after it was over.
Where was I going with that? I totally forget what my point was. I had a point, and I forgot my point.
I don't know.
You know, I don't know.
That's not ideal.
I don't know. And I forgot the deal.
Okay. You said, here's the deal. Real race. I don't know how people don't wreck on dirt when they're like sideways and sliding into other people. It's very impressive to me. James Davison leads the first couple laps of the final race. LaJoy, Bowman, and Logano get together. Bowman was very upset with Corey LaJoy on Twitter.
Did you see LaJoy's reply to
great save by William Byron?
He says, meet me behind the virtual hot dog stand. I thought it was fine.
I love both of them. They're very funny. Yeah, they're very good. What a great save by William Byron. Turned around and just saves it.
Started on a computer.
Logano had his off at one point. He said, quote, bad guys, which was very funny.
I think it's funny that they always say Byron started on a computer. What?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, they always do say that.
Can you hear me? Why am I delayed?
Hi.
Why is that?
Okay. You're delayed.
Am I good?
Yeah, you're delayed. Okay. Oh no, you're back now. You were delayed. You're not now. Yeah, you're good. Bowman wrecks LaJoy again for the second time. Under caution, Logano asks Tyler Reddick what gear he'll start in, which was very funny. Joe Logano was very good this whole time. Big wreck to start off like with 10 to go caused everyone to be involved.
Was he really?
LaJoy was involved in every single caution. So that's
not ideal.
And then William Byron drove away and won the race. So, yes, he was.
Did you see who else was starting on a heat race? Starting on pole in the heat race?
Pole for one of the heat races, which I was like,
probably not quite
Brad Kowalski. You know, that's kind of weird. I would like, by the way, the Pro Invitational race, it was good.
For the record, people, Quinn Half is starting on.
It was pretty good, the Pro Invitational race. You're still a little bit delayed. It's kind of weird. You're reacting to stuff you said 10 seconds after.
What's the next one? Is this an order of the tracks?
Yeah.
The next Pro Invitational? Is it just whatever race is next?
What do you mean? The next one, I don't know what the next
one is. I did see
that.
But how do you feel about the next Cross Street race?
Street race for one of them. Or they are going to a street race for one of them. A Chicago street race.
I don't know.
Would love it. Would love
it. Oh, no.
I like
you. I don't know. It's conflicting.
What'd you say? I like the idea. I'm all for different.
The starting positions?
Could you pull up the heat races for me?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the lineup for Heat 1.
Yeah, so I have no idea how these heat races are determined.
Quinn Half.
I'm just assuming they were thrown together randomly.
No, that is not a joke. Quinn Half.
Okay.
Kyle Larson. Ryan Newman. Denny Hamlin.
Yeah.
Martin Truex. Bubba Wallace. Eric Jones. Fast Pasta. BJ McLeod. Kurt Busch.
So that's a stat.
Quinn Half's not going to have any time. We'll be last by like
seeing, a lot of defense played from Quinn Half.
Well, maybe he's good on dirt, but his car ain't fast.
Maybe he's good on dirt.
That's true.
Who knows? Well, you can make up for some of it.
I have a small assumption it'll be Kyle Larson. It's a small
for Heat One. Who thinks gonna win Heat One? I think it's pretty obvious. Yeah,
Kyle Larson will.
I've got to agree. I mean, he's gonna use Quinn Half as a pick on lap one.
It's not. I did Bristol twice in Heat a few days ago. Lapped whole field twice.
Atlanta. He would have done it there. Yeah, it's very simple to do that.
Brad Keselowski, Timmis Hill.
Get to what's the heat two? What's the second?
He does. Daniel Suarez, Michael McDowell.
Timmy Hill starts 52.
I don't know who's in that
I
one.
I didn't even see that.
Byron Stout. It might be. I don't know. I'm reading name. I'm reading numbers, not names.
Is it not recent in the 52?
Blicky, friend of the show.
Oh, okay.
Byron. He was.
Oh, yeah.
Stenhouse.
He did really good, too. On
Stenhouse, Bell, Dylan, Buescher.
Were very entertaining.
Oh.
No, he didn't Quinn Half.
Who's starting on the pole for this one?
Who's starting on the pole there? Keselowski? Yeah, Keselowski?
Give me the Dylan, man. Give me the three car. No, wait a minute. Give me Dylan.
Dylan has won multiple Bristol Dirt races. Yeah, Dylan's won multiple of his Bristol Dirt Nationals as he's been running. He's been very good in those kind of races. I'm going to go with Stenhouse, though. He's really good on dirt. Was really good at the Chili Bowl. And he's a lot of people's pick to be like a dark horse.
Alex in this Bowman.
Race to actually maybe win the whole thing.
The 53, so which is JJ Yaley. Ty Dillon. Kevin Harvick. Tyler Reddick. Cole Custer. Cody Ware.
Mm-hmm.
Almirola. Logano. Parise. And it says it's Cody Ware. The 51.
I don't believe that's Cody. Does it say it's Cody Ware? Okay. I was going to say. Yeah. There's some weird guys racing for some teams that I've never heard of before. So
I'm going to take.
I was wondering. For that one, it seems pretty easy there. I'm going to go Reddick.
He did. That's two, baby!
Okay. That's okay. Cool. Good pick. He did win a stage at Bristol one time. Yeah, that was a funny moment. And then I think it was Darrell
Watson that got
really upset. Or didn't get upset, but like was really embarrassed for Clint Boyer that he did not win that stage.
Corris LaJoy.
Is there four heat races?
Matt DiBenedetto.
The last one.
I don't know, I'm doing it like this. LaJoy, DiBenedetto, Chris Windham, and the 15. This dude named Kyle Busch. Ross Chastain, Stuart Friesen. Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott,
who's
the most overrated driver of the sport, Chase Briscoe. Because he's been awful!
And he's getting hated on, like, every day.
I love hating Cam Newton. I hate Cam Newton so much.
Yeah, so he's not overrated. It's the same thing with Cam Newton. You love hating on Cam Newton, but everyone else does. Props to, props. Congratulations to Chase Briscoe and his wife. They're expecting a child in October. They deserve that.
Props to Ryan Blaney for having a girlfriend. Sorry.
I think that I think it's like only 20 laps, I think, in these heat races. Maybe less than that. So I don't think Chase Briscoe is one of the dark horses to win the entire thing. He's so good on dirt. I'm going to say Chris Windham. I'm not even joking. He's a really good dirt racer. So
I'm taking Kyle Busch.
I think Kyle Busch could, but
all right, let's do truck dirt guys heat races predictions.
Better than the cup guys.
I do.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Mike Marlar.
Okay, you have lineup for those?
In the 56.
Okay.
Tate Fogelman in the 12. Jake Griffin in the 34. Chase Purdy in the 23. Stuart Friesen in the 52.
Ole Miss, baby.
Wait, what?
Well, that's pretty easy. If that's, is that it?
No, there's more. Stuart Friesen. Did I say that already? Tyler Ankrum.
Is that it, I said?
Bubba Wallace. Austin Wayne Self. Yeah. Kevin Harvick and Austin Hill.
Oh, cool. In these heat races, you need must watch. I'm going to go with Stuart Friesen. He will be able to adapt better than anybody because he's used to being in the truck. And he's won.
Myatt Snyder.
He goes to Ole Miss, dude. That's why.
Ryan Truex. Tanner Gray. Johnny Sauter. Tanner Gray. Parker Kligerman. Martin Truex Jr., John Hunter Nemechek, Jessica Friesen, Jennifer Jo Cobb, Matt Crafton, and Tim Peters. Timothy Peters. It says Timothy.
Does it say Tim Peters? Tim. Yeah, okay. I was like, why does it say that? That's not who. Okay, yeah, Tim Peters, yeah.
Parker Kligerman.
I'll go with Martin Truex Jr. Mm-hmm. He's in the 51, so that's my pick.
All right, we ready for
cool.
Let's go. Three. Parker Kligerman.
He wins all the time, and he's
the most beautiful girl on earth. She does, yes. All right, for those who don't know, Haley Deegan.
She's qualifying on pole for one of them.
Carson Hocevar, Raphael Lazard, Trevor Collins. Grant Infinger, Brett Moffitt, Spencer Boyd, Daniel Suarez, Kyle Larson, Norm Benning, Chase Briscoe.
I'm picking Kyle Larson because he's got to come from the back really quickly. I'm going to go with Haley Deegan. She's so good on dirt, and so right. I'll say that. Okay. You know, that's fair. That is fair. That will make the lineups very different.
There's one more dirt race. There's one more heat race.
So, let's just pick who we're going to pick.
J.R. Hefner.
I'm going to go
Todd Gilliland, Ryan Newman, Andrew Gordon, Cody Rohrbar, Zane Smith, Danny Bone, Sheldon Creed, Cody Erickson,
this is a must watch.
Ben Rhodes, Derek Krause. J.R. Hefner.
I've heard of like four of those guys. And go with Ryan Newman. Okay. Yeah, so those are the heat races. Some great names. Johnny Bone. What a name.
I did say that. Connor, I got bad news.
Best name. So I won't go Johnny Bone. I'll go Ryan Newman. And you said what? J.R. Hefner?
Or we can pause and can't you add this to another thing? Can we do that?
Okay, you can go ahead and leave.
I will text you in like 15 minutes when I'm back.
We can pause and add this. You're right.
Sorry, I had to.
We are back and let's get into the truck race.
I'm singing.
What?
I said I was singing. You won't put that in. Singing. Sadly, but you know, it wasn't bad.
So there are a lot of this. Some people have been calling this a cup race, but like just mini cup race, which is kind of true. The cup guys, Suarez is in it.
I was calling it the same thing. I made the joke. I can't believe they did it twice. They raced cup twice this weekend.
They're doing two cup races. You got Harvick, Connor, Suarez.
News.
What?
I have bad news.
What?
Haley Deegan posted on a story 5 minutes ago a picture of her dog, and she said, "My baby," and it's not me.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Well, I was. It was like a depressed laugh.
So we got Bubba was race racing it. Suarez, Harvick, Newman, Larson,
Blaney,
Truex is not Blaney's not Truex is
Blaney.
I believe that is all the Cup guys that are racing the truck race. Am I wrong?
Ryan Blaney's making a one car team named Ryan Blaney Motorsports.
Is there any legit? And it's not a car, it's a truck.
Shut up. No, wait, let me see if I can find it.
Friesen is, but because he's in Cup technically, but he's also a full-time truck driver. So
you forgot Jennifer Jo Cobb. Oh, Chase Briscoe.
Okay. Oh yeah, Briscoe's racing as well in the Corey Roper Mobile. Indeed. So,
did you say Newman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait to see Newman race dirt. I'm very excited for that.
I'm excited for Timothy Hill to race.
I'm excited for Tim Peters.
Jonathan Hunter Nemechek.
How about you go first, Anthony, here with the truck race? Well, give me first off, give me your dark horse pick.
Jessica Friesen.
Okay.
No. I want to see Haley Deegan.
Well, like, she's a truck driver, a dirt person too, I believe.
No, I know, but how good is the truck? Yeah, but she's not like, you know, she isn't racing.
I don't know. Often. I don't know how good the truck is.
She doesn't race often, so I'm going to take Haley Deegan.
Okay.
One, because I'm biased. But
who's your winner?
And two, because she's actually good on dirt. My winner. Now, this is something.
Bold prediction. Bold, guys. I bet this is going to be really bold.
You know what? This hurts me to say. Actually, not really. This isn't really that big of a deal. let me look at this real quick. I'm going to take Do you have a winner? Because I don't have a winner yet.
I have a winner.
I don't have one yet, so I gotta figure this out.
Okay, I'll go first. My dark horse pick will be Ryan Newman.
Danny Bone.
Great. Ryan Newman is a really good dirt racer, so it'll be interesting to see what he does. And I think in the Cup race, this is one of his last non-super speedway, like, best chances to win again. But my pick is Kyle Larson. He is the odds-on favorite to win the race, the truck race at least. He's won at Eldora before. So is Chase Briscoe, to be fair. But I'm going to go with Kyle Larson to win. I mean, he's in a truck that Ross Chastain finished, I believe, eighth in a couple of weeks back in a normal race. And so I think Larson will be able to do it on dirt better.
I'm going to take Kyle Larson.
It's unbelievable, guys. We both picked Kyle Larson. It's almost like he's not the odds-on favorite to win this truck race. Let's get to the Cup side of things. So we've been picking pretty simply, pretty straightforward here. How about a bold prediction for the Cup race? This is not even saying like a bold. Okay, first off, how do you think the race is going to be? What do you think it's going to be like?
The Cup race?
Mm-hmm. Because the truck race will be fine. It'll be a dirt truck race. We've seen those. Those are good. So.
The Cup race is going to be a... I can't use that word on here. It's going to be an absolute mess. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love it.
Yeah. I can't wait for it because of that fact. You know, people are like, oh, it's going to be a disaster. That's why I love this. I don't want it to be the greatest race of all time. I don't want it to be the greatest race. I want it to be a disaster that is really fun to watch, that has some cool passing, great moves, great drivers duking it out, and some more parity. We've seen a lot of parity this year, and I think it'd be more parity indeed to see stuff like that. So I want this to be a disaster of a race, a beautiful disaster, but a disaster.
My lower eyelid is twitching.
That happens a lot to me.
This is an uncommon thing. Am I going to die?
I'm still alive, so.
Well, you're invincible. Or so I thought.
Okay. Give me a bold prediction for the race that doesn't have to do with, like, a dark horse pick or a winner.
We see a flip.
It'll be Ryan Newman if it even happens. It's not impossible. They're going to get really sideways.
Give you a prediction for the flip, like who it's going to be.
Okay. Christopher Bale going for the lead on Larson in the final couple laps. No. How's flipping going to occur?
William Byron is going to flip entering turn three.
Why?
Because Ryan Newman will be like a kidney stone. You can't pass him.
Okay. So is that going to be a battle for the lead?
It's going to be a battle for fifth place.
Okay. What lap?
106.
Okay, now if that happens, that's going to be very fun.
If that happens, I don't even know. Like, this has to be like documented. This will get media attention.
Yeah, it'll we'll be documented. Sort of yeah, media it'll be attention
because there is just no way someone does that.
I think it'll still get media attention even if Byron flips with Newman around him. That would be very fun.
I am in agreement. What if I just get the turn wrong? What if it's like entering turn two or something?
Yeah, so no one pays attention. I'm going to say that Chase Elliott has a terrible run. I've not been impressed with Chase Elliott on dirt when he's been racing it. He didn't get even – I don't even know if he got out of the F main in the Chili Bowl Nationals. So he also did not make it past the first heat race in iRacing. So you got to take that into account a little bit. So I will say that about Chase. I'll say he doesn't have that good of a run. Sunday. Man,
Chase is awesome.
He is very good.
He's the fan favorite of the sport, Connor. He has to be good.
Yeah.
He already has more championships than the last fan favorite. So.
That's true. Go ahead and talk for a second.
Big shot at Dale Jr. Hey, Dale, if you want me on the podcast to talk about it, man, just let me know. I know I'm a busy guy.
Yeah.
I can squeeze you in my schedule if you know.
I'll be on too. We can both be on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know, Dale. I don't know if you're worth my time, but like, you know, we can talk about it. We can talk about it.
You see, interview Blaney and Blaney's dad.
Who's Blaney's dad?
Dave Blaney.
They're related.
So let's keep going.
I didn't see that yet.
The truck. No, we already talked about truck race. So let's give a underdog pick for Bristol Dirt Cup race. I'm gonna say Chase Briscoe. I already said it. He's my dark horse pick. He's very good on dirt. He's not had a good season so far, and he's motivated. He'll get a good run today, maybe a top five.
Today?
Not today. They're not racing today.
You said today.
No.
I don't know, man. I feel like you think it's going to be today.
Yeah, I think the race is going to be today. That's exactly it. By the way, speaking of the race, rain.
Oh, yeah.
That's scheduled for everything.
So that's not great. We don't have rain tires for this sport. Actually, we do.
No. Well, it won't work on dirt anyway. So
the dirt will become mud, and then we'll have a problem. You know.
Yeah. So theoretically, this race could get delayed all the way to next Sunday. There is no race next Sunday. So, but everyone well, they don't.
That
they
is never highly race unfortunate Easter, so. Because I'm going to have a boring ass Sunday.
It's Easter, so.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I forgot. I don't remember when Easter is ever.
Ever. Me either. Freaking ever.
Because it always changes.
But then,
also, I'm Greek Orthodox, so I kind of have like two Easters. Because I have Greek Easter, which is an entirely different day.
It's Greekster.
It's Greekster. That's what I'm saying.
Greek. Yeah. Greekster. Okay. Who's your underdog pick for Sunday?
Timus Hill. No, not Timus Hill.
Tim Peters.
Somehow, some way, Tim Peters. this is difficult, man. Some part of me wants to say Stuart Friesen, man.
Go ahead.
Well, you know what? Stuart Friesen.
Stuart Friesen. So
I don't like okay, that, does that mean the first name at all, but Stuart Friesen.
Does that mean he's in your top five?
That means he flips battling for sixth place.
Okay. In the same corner, same lap.
Same corner, same lap. We're going to have the most giant wreck in NASCAR history. Every car will be collected at some point.
Every single car. Oh, that's not even a bad prediction. I think every car might get involved in the crash at some point in this race.
I believe that is not going to happen. I believe Kyle Larson will not touch another car this entire race. No, I'm just kidding.
Not touch another car?
Kyle Larson had his audio muted all of last night. Huh? Kyle Larson had his audio on iRacing muted all of last night.
Did he really?
Well, it's a joke because
Yeah, I know, but I'm asking, did he really? It'd be very funny if he did. This is a great place for Bubba Wallace to get payback on Larson for what he said.
That is true, but I feel like we're past that.
Yeah. Bubba Wallace, also a dark horse pick. This is going to be a freaking crapshoot on predictions. The point system, oh man, it's going to be all over the place.
Yeah, this will be quite fun.
Yeah, let's go through some of the favorites for this race. Tyler Reddick, Wallace. Those like more of like the second tier favorites. Super Friesen also is in that category. Like those are some guys I hear floated around as like favorites in the race. So the top two.
Wait, who do you think is like out of like the top four teams?
So SHR, Penske, Hendrick, Joe Gibbs.
Can you even say SHR is a top 14?
Well, who else is?
No one.
Okay, out of the competitive cars, you could throw in RCR, Chip Ganassi, whatever. Who is?
Yeah, I think RCR
will be the least competitive.
It's easy to say SHR.
No. One driver.
Because they've been so bad.
One driver in particular.
One driver. Well, I already said that. I don't think that Chase Elliott's going to do any good.
I think Ryan Blaney is going to not do well at all. Is Ryan Blaney a dirt guy?
Be interesting. How do you know he's bad on dirt?
I think he is. I've never really seen any like videos of him on dirt.
Kevin Harvick has admitted to being bad on dirt, but I still have hope because he's
Kevin Harvick has admitted to being bad the entirety of 2021, and I love it. Kevin Harvick, didn't you say like 13 race wins or something?
No. Yes, actually, but I think I changed it.
That means better.
But I mean, hey, to be fair, we just got past the part of the season where Harvick also didn't win anything last year. So this is where theoretically Harvick should start getting really good. Although Harvick is still like, what, fifth or sixth in the points. So I'm not worrying about Harvick.
You know who's seventh?
Yet. Who?
Dave Blaney's son.
You know who's second and first if you count just the winners, put the winners at third? Who? Kyle Larson.
You know who's fourth in playoff points? Dave Mike Blaney's Liddell. Son.
Okay.
You know who raced the full year last year?
The actual predictions.
You know who raced the full season last year?
Dave Blaney's son.
Also, Timmis Hill.
Timmy still did race full races this season last year. The people though on like the peninsula, the top tier of like predictions, people predicting them. I've seen lots of these. Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson. By the way, third tier is probably like Kyle Busch, Ryan Newman, those people. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., I've heard a lot of people say. But the top tier are Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson. They have combined to win five of the last five Chili Bowls. So they're very good on dirt. And Kyle Larson is very good, and Christopher Bell's very good. They're both very good.
So they're both solid at the
it's
job,
going to be
I
interesting.
Believe.
Yeah, they're pretty solid. Especially both of them.
Connor, I just realized something. We're probably going to have a repeat winner this weekend. I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan?
I want 36 unique winners.
That'd be flicking.
Every single team with a charter will win a race.
that's somehow less insane than saying Chase Elliott would win 11 championships.
Actually, that Chase Elliott winning 11 championships is definitely not as insane as having 36 different winners in one season.
I don't know, man.
Every Rick Ware car would have insane. To win a race.
Hey, man. Everybody could wreck.
In four separate races?
Especially at this
in
race.
Four races? And then DJ McLeod's team would have to win a race.
Hey, I mean, dude, I sent you that thing earlier. Coda is going to have 51 cautions.
51 what? Oh.
Caution? Yeah.
Well, maybe.
How
would that even happen?
Well, it'd have to be big crashes because it had to be on every restart because road courses, you don't really see cautions much. Unless it's rain in turn one, and that's it.
That's true.
So this is a more rambly podcast than usual, but it was on the fly.
It was very much on the fly.
And you don't have to listen to this. This is an emergency podcast.
I don't think it was an emergency.
Let's get into the actual. Well, I know just people call podcasts like this emergency podcasts. That's what I know. That's what they call them. It just broke again, so third time. It breaks a lot, so it's going to be very edity. You can tell there's going to be a couple gaps in stuff here, so hopefully it'll sound good anyway. This is what happens when we have a rambling podcast, but it'll be a good podcast anyway because we're having fun, aren't we?
All right, yes, we are. Connor?
Yeah.
I am currently racing in a 40-person online lobby at Darlington.
Ow.
What place will I finish in? I'm starting in the back.
30th.
I didn't make it out of the front stretch without getting crashed, so.
Yeah, it's Darlington, so they're going to have zero lanes to work with. Anthony.
Yes.
Give me your race picks. Your top five on the spot, and you must stick to it.
I'm going to forget it.
Okay, you don't have to stick to it, but give me your top five at this point. Your mock draft 1.0, if you will.
Kyle Larson.
Go from five up.
Go from five. Ryan Newman.
Okay.
William Byron.
Mm-hmm.
Stuart Friesen. Joey Logano.
Okay. His fourth second place finish on the year.
And Kyle Larson.
Okay, you're going with Joe Logano, the man who did not know how to drive dirt until Wednesday.
Yes. No, wait. I'm going to switch that.
Okay. Well, you don't have to stick
Bell.
With it.
I forgot Christopher Bell.
I forgot he won a race.
Bell over Logano. Okay. No, Bell just replaced. Take Logano out of there entirely.
All right.
There to be there.
Let's get into my picks, shall we? At number five, I'm going to go with... Oh, man, it's hard.
It's very hard.
It's so difficult. The top, like, three seems pretty simple. I'm going
to
say...
I've somehow made it up to 12th.
What?
I've somehow made it up to 12th, so there's a car slipping behind me.
Are they flipping in turn three with 106 laps?
Exit turn four. On lap four.
I'm going to go for, in fifth, William Byron. I agree. I think we'll get a top five.
Strong one for Willie B.
In fourth, I'm going to say... It's so difficult. It's
very difficult.
It can be anybody. It's so diverse. I can go Austin Dillon in fourth. In third, I'm going to say Tyler Reddick. RCR are going to have a really good day.
I'm top 10.
In second, I'm going to say Christopher Bell. And in first, I'm going to go with Kyle Larson for the win as well. Holding off Christopher Bell, hopefully in a really good battle late. And hopefully this time Christopher Bell doesn't flip like he did at the Chili Bowl.
But, like, it'd be kind of cool.
It would be kind of cool.
I hope that Christopher Bell flips. I hope Christopher Bell flips over the finish line to end the race.
Flips
over the finish line to flip the race.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think? Besides who we've said already, you said, who'd you say was going to be bad?
Ryan Blaney.
I said Chase. Who do you think besides them are going to be uncharacteristically bad?
I almost said Kyle Larson.
Yeah, the winner. He's not going to win by 27 seconds, so that's pretty disappointing. I'll say Brad Keselowski.
I was going to say Keselowski. Give me Dennis.
Okay, Dennis the Menace, they call him.
The Twitter Menace.
I saw somebody that said, how does his daughter look more like him than him? Very astute observation.
That's accurate.
Yeah. Very astute observation. But anyway, everyone, I hope you all enjoy Bristol Dirt.
I got wrecked. I'm spinning.
I hope that next next year. It's possible for me to go. I highly doubt it, but you know, it'd be fun. But I mean, it, hopefully it doesn't rain, and hopefully
I'm flipping. We'll get it in. I'm flipping him in the air.
He's in the air and crosses the line fourth. Except for Ryan Newman really came like eighth in that race. But it should be a fun race. Even if it's like a disaster, it'll be fun because we don't see many disasters anymore in NASCAR. The drivers are just so good, and so we don't see many disasters. Hopefully, if it's not...
We've seen disasters in the truck race at the Daytona Road Course. That was kind of a disaster.
Well, I mean like cup races.
Atlanta last year was a disaster because it was awful.
It wasn't that good either this year.
It was better for one reason.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that next time on the Side Job Podcast. What a segue. Thank you all for listening. And we'll meet you back here sometime soon-ish.
After the start, and Connor will be heavily disappointed when this race kind of sucks.
It's not – it'll be crazy bad, but in a good way. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm Connor Cates. He's Timmis Hill. We'll see you later.
I'm Timmis Hill.